This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Haterade, courtesy of FanDuel Detroit, ESPN, The Ringer, and The Athletic. We found the doubters. We found those that are pumping
there.
The brakes. Danny Cunningham in for Ken Carman today. Bulletin board material for the Cavs. I mean, it's not all that different from what Donovan Mitchell has been saying after these games. I mean, they can get done beating a team by 80. And what does Donovan Mitchell say after the game?
It's about doing the process the right way. It's about building the proper habits. I've heard this 1,000 times right. This year. It feels like every conversation that Donovan Mitchell has had with the media or, you know, private conversations with Donovan, like these are the constant themes that you hear from him. And I do think that there's the right way to look at this is you want the Cavs to feel that way, right? Like if you're a fan of the Cavs, you don't want them to be like, we are the best team in the NBA. We don't have anything to prove. You want them to be hungry. And I think that throughout the season, they've shown that hunger. But I also think that you would probably like to see them garner a little bit more respect from the national media than what they've gotten because they have been historically good. This isn't just a team that is, you know, the 2014-15 Atlanta Hawks. They're a much, much different team than that. They are one of the best regular season teams ever. So I do think that they should probably get a little bit more respect nationally.
So, you know, we've been talking about that we thought in recent weeks they were starting to get it. Remember, more national televised games. In fact, they just got another one.
Yeah, against the Bucks.
Against the Milwaukee Bucks. And part of me is like, do the networks really want the Cavs on national television? We've had some substantial blowouts where, you know, casual fans can kind of turn off the channels 5 minutes in.
Well, do you want the Pelicans on national television? Because
right.
That's who they keep replacing, it feels like.
Yeah, you're right. So this is where I think we're at with the rest of the regular season. Like, just stay healthy, continuing to do the masterful job that Atkinson has done with the lineups. Certainly not running guys into the ground. Now, it's easy to do when you're beating teams by 30 and 40. But if they can continue that and stay healthy, like now we're talking about a team, especially with DeAndre Hunter, that can not only take the Boston Celtics, you know, to seven and beyond, they could win. They could beat the Celtics in a series.
No, they can win the title. They can win the title. Like, that's how we should be talking about this team. Do you think it's unfair that because this group hasn't specifically proven it in the postseason that they don't get the respect they probably deserve because of that? Do you find that fair?
Yeah, so this is what I wanted to get to. 216-474-0092. Anytime you hear about anyone doubting the Cavs, it's going to be based on the same premise. They haven't done it yet, which is true. It's 100% true. They have not done it. Is that a fair reason to doubt the Cleveland Cavs or is it lazy? That's what I want to ask. 216-474-0092. You heard David Aldridge, who was on Bomani Jones's podcast, and he said they haven't done it. Things change in the playoffs. Now, when J.B. Bickerstaff was the coach, you know, they won a lot of regular season games. I think they would have won way more than 48 last year had they have been healthy. I think J.B. was doing a nice job overall just in terms of putting a team out there that could beat anybody last year in the regular season. But as you know, Danny, somebody who's covered the playoffs, the floor shrinks. Mm-hmm. Size tends to come into play a lot more. Bucket getters. You need guys when the officials allow the scratching, the clawing, the forearms, and the hand checks, which they do in the playoffs. It's the unspoken rule change that happens every year come playoff time, that the space and the pace and the possessions, they all come down. It is a totally different game come playoff time. So I can't blame guys like David Aldridge and, you know, Jacoby and anybody else that's like, hey, the Cavs haven't done this in the playoffs. In fact, I think the Cavs have been a disappointment the last 4 years in the playoffs. I think they've had really good regular seasons and we got our hopes up. But in the end, guys like Darius Garland really struggled come playoff time. Evan Mobley wasn't ready yet, so I'm not going to hold that against the organization. Like, he was just too young.
Right.
I won't even blame JB Bickerstaff all that much for that last year.
I mean,
year.
I do think that's part of it. I mean, last year, maybe offensively against Orlando, they were never going to win that series against Boston.
Yeah, like the Celtics, terrible but, offensively in that series against Orlando.
Right. And Donovan Mitchell was awesome. And mm-hmm. Darius Garland last year was a lost season for him. So I think that there were a lot of things to look at, but I do find it to be a little lazy.
Okay.
That we don't necessarily view this team for what they should be, because if you look at everything, like if you do any of the digging into the analytics, or if you even just watch this team play, it's not like they're squeaking by. It's not like they're, you know, oh man, they really struggled with the Chicago Bulls on a Tuesday night, and who knows, they could do that next Tuesday. I don't know. But
who cares? Notably,
right, like, at this point, really it's cares? Who cares? But everything we've seen in the first 58 games is that this team is elite, that they are one of the best offenses ever, that they are one of the best regular season teams ever. Nothing that we have seen from this group points to them being set up to be a fluke, that points to them not being able to get it done in the postseason. Now, are they going to beat Boston? I don't know. I know they're capable of it. I know that there's not another team in the Eastern Conference, I think, that's even capable of scaring the Cavs in a series. Like, can another team win a game, maybe two, against the Cavs? Sure, but I don't think that there's ever going to be a point in the postseason before the conference finals where the Cavs have adversity.
Well,
right?
So I've been with you that I've totally flip-flopped in the last probably month. I said about a month ago, guys, I think the playoffs are going to be a little tougher than people think. And then I've seen the last month. I've also seen the other teams. And I've said, I think this could be a romp to the Eastern Conference. So they've made a believer in me, just not only them, but also the rest of the conference. But when David Aldridge, as I'm listening to him on Bomani Jones' podcast, he's like, yeah, but defending Giannis in the playoffs, a little bit different, right? And Dame Lillard, like those guys have had, especially Giannis.
I mean, sure,
those
but Giannis,
guys are a little different come playoff time.
I mean, Giannis hasn't been healthy for the playoffs in 2 years. Like, that is something that you have to think about. That but the Bucks right now are not what the Bucks were when they won the title. Like this,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Milwaukee Bucks team. Will they have the best player in any series? Yeah, because Giannis is still great.
And but normally the play in the playoffs in the NBA my entire life, if you got the best player in a series, you win that series.
But let's say you're doing a draft, right? Of say the Cavs and Bucks square off in the second round, which is a real possibility. That could be a thing that happens. Giannis is the first pick of players in that series. The next three are Cavs. You're taking both Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell before you take Damian Lillard, and you're taking Evan Mobley too. Like, that is how that series would go. That's how any series would go. And the Bucks
which
are,
is, by the way, crazy. But it's a year ago, if you would have told me I'd be taking Darius ahead of Dame, I would have said you were crazy. But that's the type of season that Darius is having. He's been one of the best point guards
fantastic.
In the league.
And also, that Bucks team, they've been there and done that. That also means they're old. Like, that is a team that, are they probably biding their time for the postseason? Sure. But would you be surprised? What would surprise you more? If the Bucks won in the first round or if the Bucks lost to the Pacers in the first round?
That's a good point.
Because I could see neither of those things would surprise me. And that says exactly where the Bucks are at, because the Pacers, while they've played really good basketball since the calendar flip to this calendar year, they're not a team I look at as a threat. Like, could they beat the Cavs in a game? Sure. But ultimately, the Cavs are going to win 4 out of 5 in that series. Maybe it goes to a game 6. But I don't think that there's a team in the East other than Boston that can give the Cavs problems in the postseason. I don't see it.
Do you see what Kyle Kuzma's shooting from 3?
I've not.
Before,
all they've done, they've beat bad teams since they traded for him. Like, maybe my tone will change. Their month of March is really, really difficult. Maybe after that month ends, I'll feel differently about Milwaukee, but until I see them actually be good, I'm not going to have, I don't think the Cavs should have fear of them.
Before, and I don't think they have any fear of them, before and after 3-point shooting percentage, he was 28% from 3, shooting 5 a game before the trade. After the trade, 29%.
Hasn't
really changed.
And probably on easier shots, too, in Milwaukee.
Yeah, because Giannis,
far more catch and shoot. I haven't dug into his numbers, obviously. Probably, if I had to guess, far more catch and shoot opportunities in Milwaukee than he had in Washington.
All right, hold on. I want to go around the room here and then go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Owen, you have been adamant from like the last month. Not that you weren't enjoying the hell out of the Cavs, but you're a busy guy. You're running around. You're getting home, and they're dominating these games, and you've said, yeah, they're not going to prove a whole bunch more in the regular season.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's get going. I've been ready for 15 games to get this thing rolling.
Yeah.
Like, let's get going.
So you have kind of, if I read between the lines, you've been like, hey, you know, come playoff time, let's go. Let's see this team, you know, in the playoffs, because they've told you all they need to tell you. They've proven everything they need to prove in the regular season. So is it fair or lazy when people say, hey, they haven't done it yet in the playoffs?
I think it's pretty lazy at this point, just because this is not the Hawks team that won 60-whatever games 10 years ago. They have been dominating everyone. It's time to get the games that count down, because these games don't count anymore, especially after Friday night. You know, I asked Danny off air, like, does a 7.5 game lead and no longer Boston won't have the tiebreaker, a 7.5 game lead over the Celtics, does that mean the regular season's over? And Danny, you said,
yes, I think it's over now.
So
I think it's already over, so why are we doing it?
At this point, if the Cavs don't get the one seed, it was an epic collapse. Like, that's what that would have to be, because I think that if Boston wins the rest of their games, which would include a win over the Cavs tomorrow night, I'm still not sure that would be enough for them to get the one seed. I still think that is something that the Cavs are. How many games are they going to lose the rest of the season? They have 24 games left. Are they going to lose 5 more times in 24 games?
Yeah,
they haven't done that all year.
The only way I see them doing that is those last 3 weeks. I mean, Are they going to be playing all their guys? Are they going to start rotating through?
Well, here's kind of
some load
the
management.
Hidden, here's kind of the hidden storyline that I do think we need to pay attention to, because you bring up load management. The whole year's been load management for
them.
I mean, you look at Donovan Mitchell playing a career low in minutes. Evan Mobley, career low in minutes. Darius Garland, Jarrett Allen. Like, these guys are not playing a lot of minutes. I actually think there's going to be a time in, and maybe it starts tomorrow night in Boston. I don't know. I've tried to get this answer out of Kenny Atkinson, and he does not want to answer this question, and I understand why. But they're going to need to start to ramp up their minutes to get ready for the postseason.
Because boy, that's interesting.
Say what you want about...
You play 40 minutes in close games.
Right, you do in the postseason, and they've not had a ton of those opportunities. Like, this is a team that has more wins by 20-plus points than they do 10 points or less so far this season. That's how dominant they've been. But there's going to need to be a stretch that probably takes up 3 or 4 weeks that's going to start soon, where they have to play Donovan 35, 36 minutes a night to get him ready for the postseason. And that, to me, is something that I do think is worth keeping an eye on here.
Well, they got to figure out how many are they going to play in the playoffs? How many players are going to play?
Well, I think they will play a bunch of guys.
I mean, the first
two
rounds,
nine guys right now.
Yeah.
Ten.
And nine's, well, okay, ten.
I think in the first round, I think in the first round they can play 10. There's not a team that they're going to see.
If it's
that's
as easy
seed.
As we think that it will be, right?
So look at who's going to be potential.
You think Sam
8
Merrill's the 10th that's going to play?
Or lot. I think it depends who's shooting better between him and Isaac Okoro.
Yeah, well,
like,
that's
if Isaac Okoro is not shooting
well. I only bring
well,
it up to say, like, that's probably what this last 20 games are. Is like, let's figure out who's getting those minutes between those guys.
First round, it's going to be Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, maybe Chicago, maybe Brooklyn. Like, those are the teams we're talking about. The Cavs can play a 10-man rotation and be fine there. The second round, they could probably get away with 10. It's when you get to Boston, it's like, all right, who cannot survive in this series?
Yeah.
Those questions, I don't see them coming up until Boston.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, things change. You play Boston, and it's a couple possessions. All of a sudden, guys like Max Strus, like, are you shooting well or are you not? Because if you're not, all right, we are going right to the bench. If they are going with this lineup.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-I-D.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.